evening, everyone.
Steve Austin. A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
Oh, I didn't want to cut in over that bit. Good evening, my name's Daniel Gregory, and this is The Beast Disciples. For the next couple of hours, I'm going to ask you to step into a world where the airwaves resonate with joy, warmth, and a celebration of peace. As the festive season approaches, I'm going to invite you to join me on a magical journey through the musical tapestry of a love and tranquility. This is not just a radio show, it's a sanctuary of serenity, a haven for your soul. Embrace the spirit of Christmas with us as I've created an alternative soundscape weaving together melodic tunes that evoke a sense of unity and compassion. This evening's playlist is a testament to the power of and harmony and the magic that music can bring into our lives. So whether you're winding down by the firepiece, or wrapping presents, or simply seeking a moment of respite from the hustle and bustle, let the Bliss Disciples be your guiders and join us as we embark on a journey of goodwill and good vibes, radiating peace and love across the airways this festive season. How's that for an introduction? The ringwalk this evening came from legendary producer Dave Lee, who's returning with the AC Soul Symphony, which is claimed to be his most ambitious project to date in his 35-year career. That was a brilliant take on the $6 million man theme. It's called the $6 billion man theme. But right now, I'm going to just carry on straight in the music, as I always do. I need to pack in as much as I can over the next 120-odd minutes. As always is tradition as well, I'm going to dive into the show with a couple of chill tunes for all of you signing off from work now for a few days' rest. For all of you that are still working, I hope this will help take your minds off the rat race for a bit. I've got something brand new from Okonski, a piece called Paradiso. And then I'm going to dive straight into a track lifted from Maxwell's 1998 album, Embia, which followed the success of his 1996 debut album, Urban Suites. It wasn't quite as a formidable album, but for me it was equally as heavenly. First up, though, this is Okonski. Bryce Maxwell doing. He does so well, just to help you reset. If you are now off for a few days, fantastic, isn't it? I might fill in a couple more chilled ones and then I'll just slowly start building up momentum ahead of the festivities. Got a great show lined up for you this evening. DJ Day, Sven Wonder, Yvonne Fair, Ann Peebles, Butcher Brown, Cage the Elephant, Dave Hamilton. I mean, there's just so much. Lots of new stuff as well, including this new one from South African producer Loffy Afro Beats. This one's called Good Vibes. Know much about this guy. Only kind of stumbled across him most recently, and there's not much online about him. All I know is that he loves what he does. Very passionate about kind of mixing African vibes and just sending out a message through his music. And from something very recent, I'm going to head back 1 year to a bit of Joe Harriet and Mancio de Silva Quartet. The title track from their 2022 album, this is Hum Donal. So the album's called Hamdonal. Lots of positive energy. That one's for anyone who's... most of you, I will guess if you had your Christmas dues. Some of you may have woken up the day after thinking, oh my God, did I really do that? How long is it before everyone forgets that? We've all been there, don't worry. That's what Christmas parties are for, right? You've got to embarrass yourself in front of your crew. Right, I'm going to move over to a bit of DJ Day now. Legendary producer, he's worked with the likes of Eloy Black, Clutchy Hopkins, Quantic, Alice Russell, shared stages with Amy Winehouse and Eminem, and he's a representative of the Red Bull Music Academy. I want to head back to 2016 now to a piece called What Planet, What Station? DJ Day, What Planet, What Station. And from there I want you to grab your Viking helmet and get ready for a journey through the land of flat pack adventures and effortlessly cool vibes, and head over to Sweden for a bit of Sven Wunder, where the stars are aligning. Now, for the last 6 months, I'm 54, by the way, and I've been trying to grow my hair. I have visions of the Big Lebowski. But in reality, I was looking more like a grey Marge Simpson. And a man who took me on that journey is Matt Bolton at 480. He was he helped guide me, stuck by my side as I persisted with this. But anyway, we agreed this week that I basically said I'm going to give in. And it was like one of those videos you see when one of these homeless guys get taken aside by a gifted hairdresser and brings them back to the land of the living. And that's how he transformed me into a normal human being again. So big shout out to Matt Bolton. Thank you, mate. Great job. And a big shout out to the whole crew at 480. Anyway, wonderful coffee. Best coffee in Brentwood and Sheffield by far.
Mechanical body, that's what you got. It's like 100,000 kilowatts moving in and out. You can love forever and never get tired. And it's so unreal, babe, what I feel inside. And here's my time.
George and Gwen McCrae were at formidable solo careers prior to meeting. They married and managed to carry on delivering badass music even as a husband and wife duo. That's Mechanical Body. Now some of you out there probably recognise the next song as that was originally, but not might not realise it wasn't a cover. So basically Bananarama released a cover of this in 1982, but it's a Motown song. It was released in 1964 by the Velvets. You'll know it.
I don't
from 1964. That's the Velvets, and he was really saying something. Now I'm going to play the next song because I've got a particularly soft spot in my heart for Sam Cooke. And this one's just really sweet.
Slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and coyotes are making a wail, oh, I dream by a smoldering fire along, 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 along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar, and over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Dawning so silver and pale, it's time to climb in my saddle. I want to ride, 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 ride the Navajo Trail. Oh, I love to lie and listen to all the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar, and over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. To ride, 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 ride the Navajo Trail. I wanna ride the Navajo Trail with fellas like Maverick and Cheyenne. Ooh. The Indians and their bow and arrows. The boys have guns and they love to travel along the Navajo Trail.
Taken from us far too young, Sam Cooke and Along the Navajo Trail. But doing as what I like to do on this show, genre shift shock, I call it. Be prepared to feel unprepared. I'm just kind of discombobulating you with songs from across the genres, ages, distance. This next piece by Henri Pierre Noël. It's called Dialogue. Dialogue.
Thank you.
it's why I love doing this show. Because in the search to keep you on your toes and bring 30 plus songs a week every time without repeating anything, I stumble across someone like this guy who I've never heard of before, and it's beginning, and I'm beginning my relationship with him is in many ways getting to know him better, and he's impressing. His name's Henri Pierre Noël. He's a Haitian singer, composer, pianist. Extremely versatile. I'm just so impressed. He's 7 albums, so this is really super excited about this journey that's just beginning. That piece is called Dialogue. And then from there, I'm going to bring you right up to date now. Something newly harvested piece taken from Butcher Brown's latest album called Solar Music. It's a great album. It's got these collaborations with Venetia Gould, Jay Prince, Julia Shuren, Nappy Nina, Pink Sifu, and this one with Charlie Hunter. It's called Espionage. We'll be right back.
walking down the aisle. And as he passed me by, he turned to me and gave me a smile. Then the preacher joined their hands. And all the people began to stand. When I shouted, it should have been me. There be silence, please. If any objections to this wedding, speak now or forever, forever hold your peace. And I stood up and said it should have been me. No, it should have been me.
You wouldn't want that, would you? I mean, like, we've all had a heartbreaking, but that's kind of verging on obsessive stalking, isn't it? Just move on. I mean, I honestly am so romantic, but that's just taking it to the next level. That is, just got to let go sometimes. It's not good for the heart. That's Eve on Fair, and It Should Have Been Me from 1975. And I'm going to keep it in, basically exactly the same year, 1975. A bit of Ann Peebles now. Come to Mama. If you do like what you hear on the show, you can catch up the show every... I normally upload this recording of this by latest Sunday on the Phoenix FM website. There's this is the 90th show, so you can catch all previous shows with full track listing underneath on the website. I'll also be playing at the Spread Eagle on Saturday the 30th for Deck. From 3 p.m, I'll do about a 9-hour session all the way through to about 11. Random, as is random the show. It's free house, just come down, man. Join me. I can feel might get a bit of this. This is the Electric Wire Hustle. They don't want. How they look for, they don't want me.
Starving man, if he's dying, all the greener leaves turn a shade of gray, and I'm charting in the path of the many. Said I'm looking for love. They don't want me. 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 They don't want me.
Wasn't me changing the track, by the way. It's quite a dramatic shift, isn't it? Transition. That's Electric Wire Hustle. Now, these next artists, German duo called Grand Brothers, I saw them at the South Bank, it's just before COVID now. Well, it goes so quickly. But, if you ever get a chance, amazing to watch in live performances. They've made some of their own instruments. Acoustic piano has been modified by attaching various objects to strings to alter the sound. And they do all these kind of unconventional approach to different music and layering it all on top. A lot of contemporary classical, but then there's bits like this as well. And with the lights, what they do is just, it really is mesmerizing. This is a piece called Ezra Was Right. It's the Greg Wilson and Derek Kay remix.